Welcome back to the deep dive. So, if you think of Arlington, Texas, you probably think of the massive
Oh,
stadiums.
yeah. The Texas Rangers, the Cowboys.
Exactly, the whole sports and entertainment hub of North Texas. But today, we're taking a snapshot from December 2025 that shows a much richer picture.
It really is.
Our sources are from a local community magazine, and it's this great look at how a city known for its giant footprint still has this very distinct, almost intimate local character.
And that's our mission right there. We're skipping the stadium traffic and going, straight to the local heart. This source material gives us a really comprehensive look. It's got everything from seasonal traditions to cutting-edge medical innovations and even local politics. We're aiming to give you the synthesized knowledge about what really drives this city.
And before we get into the holiday rush, let's talk about that tradition you mentioned, the Texas Christkindle Market. It's celebrating its 15th anniversary, and it's not just some cute concept. It's actually a direct result of a 74-year friendship between Arlington and its German sister city, Bad Königshofen.
That's incredible. The whole market, the design, the feel, it's inspired by Rothenburg ob der Tauber.
Which is just amazing.
It is. I mean, it's a powerful example of what you could call legacy infrastructure. We think of infrastructure as roads and bridges, but this is like cultural infrastructure.
74-year relationship.
Exactly. It lets Arlington import these genuine old world traditions, and that gives the whole community an experience that, it fundamentally changes their identity. It's not just Texan, it's globally connected. That authenticity is key.
Okay, let's start with the Christkindle market itself, because the details really show how much they value that authenticity.
They do.
It runs for nearly a month, November 21st, right through December 23rd, and the location is premium. It's the North Plaza of GlobeLife Field,
And admission is free, open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily.
which is huge.
It is. And you mentioned authenticity. That's what keeps people coming back. It's the closest most of us will get to a real European Christmas market without leaving
For
Texas.
sure. You've got vendors serving hot Glühwein, that spiced wine.
And German food, like schnitzel and bratwurst from their longtime partner, JJ's. It's the real deal.
But the thing that really stood out, at least for me, for collectors, is the exclusive partnership with Kaith Wohlfahrt.
Oh, absolutely.
These aren't just generic ornaments, they're specialized collectibles you just can't find anywhere else in the Southwest.
And that turns the market into a real destination. It creates this whole little economy around heritage. But beyond the shopping, it's built for families. The article highlights the big tree lighting ceremony on November 28th and even Fur Family Fridays.
I love that
It's a
detail.
brilliant touch, right? You can bring your pets to meet Saint Nicholas. It balances tradition with this very modern, pet-friendly community vibe.
And that community spirit, it extends way beyond just the market. There are two other massive light displays celebrating huge anniversaries.
Exactly. First up, you have the Interlaken Christmas lights. It's hitting its 50th anniversary.
50 years, that's no small feat.
Not at all. It's a massive operation. They expect 100,000 visitors to drive that 2-mile route, and it's almost 200 homes that participate.
Just coordinating that for half a century is incredible. And they keep it fresh, too. For the golden anniversary, they added a fun new element.
The Ugly Sweater Award.
Alongside the classic prizes, it just encourages this deeper, more playful level of participation.
And then the spectacle continues over at Joe Pool Lake with prairie lights.
Celebrating 20 years.
20 years. We're talking 5 million lights along a 2-mile drive. And for the anniversary, they're not just, flicking the same switch. They've enhanced the walkthrough forest and completely reimagined their animated tunnel.
It's a masterclass in how you keep a huge seasonal event relevant.
It is. And all this community engagement, it translates into national recognition.
It does. The sources note Arlington ranked number 2 in the 2025 National Night Out Awards.
Which is their 10th consecutive time in the top three.
10th among major U.S. cities.
And for anyone listening who isn't familiar, National Night Out success isn't just about throwing a party. It measures the strength of neighborhood anti-crime efforts, police community partnerships.
All that serious civic engagement.
Right. Finishing in the top three that consistently, that shows sustained, really effective work.
And to cap it all off, the Texas Veterans Day Parade was named Best Parade in the state and Best New Event by the Texas Festivals and Events Association.
So just a testament to their organizational power and a real respect for community milestones in that city.
And that powerful community energy, it just flows right into the local economy. The Editor's Choice Awards 2025 gives us this really fascinating cross-section.
It does. You got everything from 50-year-old icons to, you know, brand new ventures.
So let's start with the restaurants. The Candlelight Inn was picked for Date Night.
A classic.
Founded in 1957. And when it was resurrected in 2014, the owners kept the original stuff, the dim lighting, the red and white checkered tablecloths.
Even the tabletop jukeboxes.
Yes.
And what that shows is how much value they place on nostalgia, on heritage. In a city that's changing so fast, having a place that feels tied to its past offers, I don't know, a sense of comfort.
A little continuity.
Exactly. Now contrast that with Zach's Bistro, which got recognized for family dining. The owner, Zach Motawakil, he brings 3 decades of experience, and his focus is all on premium ingredients.
Right, the hand-cut steaks from Allen Brothers in Chicago.
That's the one. So you get the best of both worlds in the city. Historic charm on one hand, and an absolute focus on quality on the other.
And looking at services, the longevity of some of these businesses is just remarkable. Country Acres Pet Resort, for example.
Family owned since 1972.
53 years, and now it's run by the third generation.
And that longevity, that's basically trust made real. But they're not just resting on that legacy. They recently remodeled with luxury suites, 7 play yards.
2 swimming pools.
2 swimming pools for dogs. They're applying modern hospitality standards to keep themselves relevant for the next 50 years.
Okay, let's shift to professional services. The source highlights Rocky Walton Injury Lawyers, and it's because they're board certified in personal injury trial law. The article really emphasizes this. Less than 2% of Texas attorneys achieve this.
It's a huge hurdle. And that certification, it's basically a quality guarantee for the client.
But the other critical detail is their practice model.
The contingency model.
Right.
For anyone who doesn't know the legal jargon, it just means no fee unless you win.
Which is a game changer for a lot of people. It lowers the financial risk and it reinforces transparency.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that same kind of energy in the downtown retail scene. The article calls the new business owners dream chasers, you know, turning empty spaces into something special.
And you get this great mix. You have anchors like the Man's Shop right next to newer spots like Deep Dive Vintage. It's this cool cross-generational shopping scene.
And it's working. It's drawing people in. The downtown Arlington Farmers Market is the perfect example.
15,000 visitors in just 5 months.
Yeah. And the most memorable quote from the whole source material, for me, just captures the vibe perfectly.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
It's a place where you can find
carrots, cookies, and a crocheted potato pop star.
Yes, that's it. And that phrase, it just perfectly illustrates the mix of, you know, necessity, pleasure, and this utterly quirky, unexpected local art.
It shows that downtown isn't just selling stuff, it's selling unique experiences.
So we need to pivot now from commerce to the political and institutional architecture of the city.
Which, as the sources show, is really defined by stability and intentional design. We have this powerful tribute to former Mayor Elsie Odom,
the city's first Black council member and mayor.
And his story is all about character-defining politics. The source makes a point that his election almost 30 years ago was proof that Arlington voters cared more about a person's character than their race.
Which set a really important precedent back then.
It did. But his most enduring achievement might be structural. He championed the mixed council system they have today.
Right. 5 single-member districts, so every neighborhood gets a voice.
And then that's balanced against 3 at-large members plus the mayor.
That design was, I mean, it was political genius.
Mm-hmm.
The at-large members have to think about the whole city, not just their little corner.
Mm.
But you still have direct accountability with the district reps.
It was a very conscious effort to ensure broad, fair representation. And that search for stable, effective control is a theme that just keeps coming up.
Absolutely. The sources contrast to highly effective but totally different models of leadership right there in the city sports world.
Chris Young of the Texas Rangers and Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
2 very different styles. Young is portrayed as the patient, strategic architect. He built a championship with smart, long-term planning.
And now his challenge is competing on a much smaller budget.
Exactly. So his leadership is all about maximizing efficiency, demanding excellence from everyone in the front office.
Then, in stark contrast, you have Jerry Jones.
The absolute executive control model.
He's the owner, the CEO, the general manager, all of it. And while that can be polarizing, the source highlights what it guarantees: organizational stability.
And crucially, It ensures the Cowboys are always part of the national media conversation, no matter what their record is.
It's the difference between careful management and powerful centralized vision.
But both models create stability. And that's vital when you're running these multi-billion dollar operations.
And the value of that stability is really highlighted by the chaos they mentioned just 15 miles east.
Right, with the Dallas Mavericks. The source points to the volatility after the team's sale. The fallout with key people like Nico Harrison and Luka Doncic as this clear example of what stability is meant to prevent, that kind of organizational panic. And moving from organizational structure to biology, we see where Arlington is making huge strides in health and wellness.
Yes, specifically in men's health. We're talking about new treatments for benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH.
Which is extremely common. It affects over half of men over 50. Mm. The prostate grows, causes urinary problems.
And the really frustrating part for a lot of men is that the traditional medications, like Flomax, they often just don't work well enough, or the side effects are too much.
So they stop taking them. That failure rate demanded innovation. And the key insight from Urology Partners of North Texas, from Dr. Tony Mammon, is personalization.
So no more one size fits all.
Exactly. They offer different options based on the patient's prostate size and, this is critical, their functional goals.
So what's available now?
Well, for smaller prostates, there's the minimally invasive UroLift. You can think of it like tiny clips that just pull the obstructing tissue back and open the passage.
And the big benefit there is?
It preserves both ejaculation and erectile function, which, I mean, that's huge.
A total game changer.
It is. Then for larger prostates, they now have robotic aquablation. This uses a high-velocity water jet, guided by robotics, to precisely remove the tissue. The goal is the same: relieve symptoms, but also preserve function. It's a massive leap in patient-centered care.
In shifting to orthopedics, we have this really innovative case study. A patient named Joe White, an avid fisherman, was dealing with extreme wrist pain
after multiple failed surgeries.
Right. And the standard next step is often fusion. Just fuse the bones together to stop the pain. But you lose all mobility.
Dr. Timothy Nicaris at Texas Health wanted to avoid that. So instead of fusion, he did this really unusual surgery. He used specialized skin grafts. Think of them as like a tough, natural material to resurface the worn-out bones in the wrist joint.
So instead of cementing the joint shut, he basically put in a new gasket.
That's a great way to put it. The graft matures into fibrous tissue and eliminates that painful bone-on-bone friction while keeping the joint's natural movement. For someone who needs fine motor skills, this is just, it's life-changing.
And it's good to know the hospitals match that level of care. Methodist Mansfield Medical Center got its second consecutive A in the fall 2025 Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade.
Which is vital info. The Leapfrog grade isn't about satisfaction scores. It's a hard look at preventable medical errors, infections, things like that. Two straight A's means they're operating at the highest level of patient safety.
And finally, we see growth in proactive wellness, too. The new Serotonin Anti-Aging Centers opened its first Texas location in Arlington,
offering hormone balancing, weight loss programs, aesthetics.
And for another specialty, Kuzdanchak Audiology, which has been there since 1984, is now offering a new tinnitus treatment called Lanier,
which is an FDA-approved device. It uses bimodal sound and tongue stimulation to treat that chronic ringing. It just shows the city is tackling these complex quality of life issues with really cutting edge tech.
So this deep dive into Arlington was, I mean, it was a journey of delightful contradictions.
It really was.
We started with old world German Glühwein at the Christkindl Market and ended up with vendors selling a crocheted potato pop star.
And underpinning all of it is this deep commitment to stability and character. You see it in the political legacy of LZ Odom. You see it in the leadership models of Chris Young and Jerry Jones.
All providing this operational strength.
Right. The city's growing. They've got huge events like the NHL Stadium Series coming in 2027. But the sources confirm the real story is just this incredible local depth.
It's a community built on stable leadership and very human connections.
Which brings us to our final provocative thought for you to consider. Civil engineer W. Jeff Williams said that infrastructure is a way to bring people together and strengthen community identity.
Okay.
So if multi-billion dollar sports venues are the traditional benchmark of a city's greatness, how does the simultaneous explosion of hyper-local retail and world-class personalized healthcare change the value proposition of a city? Mm-hmm. Which investment, the temporary spectacle of steel and concrete, or the permanent daily value you get from local business trust and high-level healthcare, which one truly leaves the most enduring legacy for the people who actually live there?